Walking in supernatural kingdom dominion is a need for us to understand. First of all, a combination of the glory of God and the kingdom of God, understanding, is outstanding. When you think about the glory of God, and I want y'all to take good notes tonight, the glory of God, all that God is, all that God has, and all that God can do, resides on the inside of me. Notice that we won't go to our text at the beginning, but I want to look at a few scriptures. I think it's in the glory of God. Let's see, that's John 17:22. Look at that before we go to our major text. Because you have to know the supernatural is impregnated with God's glory. The kingdom of God is a glory kingdom. The supernatural is when the glory within and the glory upon shake hands. When the glory within and when the glory upon shake hands. When the kingdom within and the kingdom upon shake hands. Supernaturalness start. Got it? Now all we have to prove is, are we candidates for that? Jesus was operating in the glory. He was operating in the kingdom. Therefore, manifestation of signs and wonders, divers miracles, and gifts of the Holy Ghost was his normal pattern. Why did he give us the same glory that he had? There, you're looking at it. It's right there. John 17:22. And the glory which thou givest me, I have given them. Wait a minute. No, you didn't give me. And the glory, Jesus talking to the Father. Now he said, and the glory which thou hast given me, I have given them, that they may be one. Wow. Even as we are one. So you see, the ingredients, good God Almighty, of the supernatural resides on the inside of you. You see, you can dissipate the supernatural by not knowing when it arrives. When the glory is God's personal presence, it is God's power, it is God's creative abilities that arrive on the scene when the glory manifests. But I say it to you, I want you to hear it clearly. When the glory within, see, you have glory on the inside of you. And the glory upon connects. Or when the glory within you begin to manifest, the supernatural begin to manifest. Now, I need you to pay attention, because I'm going to say some things tonight that you never heard before. Because the apostolic mantle is heavy tonight. Apostolic grace is heavy tonight. All right? And we began to deal with the government of the kingdom in the ninth chapter of Isaiah earlier. But I just want to deal with this glory that's on the inside of you, that you have the ability. I was talking to the Holy Ghost. Yes, sir. And he said to me, you have the ability to stir up the glory that's in you. What you think I give it to you for? Not to be normal, not to be natural, not to be regular, not to be average. You have to learn how to stir up the glory on the inside of you, still in looking for something to happen. You already got it. Now, not only is the glory, and the glory in me, not only is the glory in you, but the Bible says, don't look here, don't look there, But the kingdom of God, lo, kusama. Oh my goodness. The kingdom of God is within you. So when the Bible says seek the kingdom, it says seek the inside. In the street, we used to use a term, I'm packing. That meant I was a soldier at arms. You are a packer of the supernatural. With the divine mixing of the glory and the kingdom and the divine nature and the exceeding great and precious promise and the lack precious faith on the inside of you, you are a packer of the supernatural. You a miracle carrier. You looking for a miracle, and you are the miracle. Jesus made you a miracle. And you're a carrier. You carry a sign. Yeah. You carry wonders. Yeah. Wow. You carry gifts of the Holy Ghost. Yeah. You're a carrier of the kingdom. Yeah. You're a carrier of the glory of God. Yeah. You're a carrier of manifestation. Yeah. You're a carrier of demonstration. Yeah. You Jesus himself. Yeah. You're the Holy Spirit himself. Yeah. You're God himself. We supposed to take over by the same means whereby Jesus took over. They couldn't stop him. Him and the Father were so connected. When something come up, the Father made something happen. Supernatural. So all the scriptures we know, we cannot live those scriptures without the supernatural. You're prone to be a supernatural being. Are you going to live a natural religious life just like anybody else? And who wants that? Also, let's prove it by the scripture. Look in Luke 17. Luke 17, verse 20. Luke 17, verse 20. Don't go off on a rat race. And when he was demanded of the Pharisees, when the kingdom of God shall come, he answered them and said, the kingdom of God cometh not with observation. So I like this. I like this. Watch this. The kingdom of God come not with observation. How it come? By revelation. Yeah. See, you're going to be up. Go to the next verse. I got to touch this before I go further. Now let's show they say, lo here, lo there, for behold. What they say? Personalize it. The glory of God where? When the glory and the kingdom mix, the supernatural begin to flow. There will be in this place tonight an outpouring and an overflowing. You will come to a place in this service tonight where the glory of God gonna wrap his arm around you. And you're going to become so anointed, everything that is in opposition to you will be knocked off. How many of y'all want some of that? So here we're talking about, I got to get you ready because I'm going to start saying some things after a while that you're going to have to be open. I'm going to have your spirit going to have to be open. I'm going to start saying some things after a while. Your spirit going to have to be open. I'm going to start saying some things after a while. Your spirit is going to need to be open because you're going to go right over your head. You're going to miss out. You're going to waste your trip. Because don't look for no regular minister tonight. Ain't nothing going to be in your regular tonight. I've had a talk with my father. I blocked in. So we just want to go on and receive what God wants to have. Right? Did you write now? Walking in supernatural kingdom dominion. I want you to write something else down. As you walk in life, walk always having a supernatural expectation from God. Always, no matter what's going on in your life, have a supernatural expectation from God. Develop that in your life. Because you start looking at the scenery and think it's in control. You start looking at the situation, what other people are trying to do and try to lock you in and think they're in control. You start looking at the sickness and the disease and think they are in control by numbers. But they're not in control. Because once that glory starts riding and once that kingdom gets stirred up, sickness, disease, your enemy, and everything else are in trouble. Because you were designed by God to dominate.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
What is it? 1 Corinthians 15:45, I think it is. 1 Corinthians 15:45. If not, let's look at that. Is that such a scripture? Now here, you got to go with me now. Look up here. Look up at me. You got to pay attention in here. You're about to enter into another dimension. You're about to enter into an apostolic setting that the church knows very little about. All right? And along with that apostolic setting, an apostolic mantle, an apostolic wisdom that is coming through my spirit, it's coming through my infirmity, it's God. But he wants to show you some things tonight, all right? And so it is written, the first man, Adam, was made a living soul. And he died. So he's no longer a living soul. And if you try to live in your soul without your spirit, you dead. And so, and the last Adam was made a quickening spirit. And so we have to begin to operate in that life-giving spirit aspect of our being. God is a spirit. They that follow after God have to follow him in spirit and truth. They that talk to God must talk to him in spirit and truth. They that understand God must understand him in spirit. Come on, yeah, talk to me. And see, it's not just worship, baby. God is a spirit. Every functioning with God has to be spirit and truth. But thank God, John 16:13 said, the spirit of truth is here.
Yes,
he's eavesdropping in heaven all the time to tell us what's going on. Now, the scriptures we're about to look at, we're going back to the psalm in Psalm 62 and Psalm 63. I want to lay this groundwork for a moment. I feel the Holy Ghost right now. Glory to God. I preached myself happy already. I'm almost through. Glory to God. Hallelujah. The glory. I've said enough for you to advance right now. Say glory. See, you're stirring it up. That's the kind of stuff you made out of. The real you. Notice in Psalm 62 here, the first verse, and let me say this. In order to operate in supernatural dominion, your total man will have to be lined up. Your spirit, your soul, and your body. And that's what we've been tricked at, you see. We've been trying to operate in the spirit without our soul. We've got to have all them lined up. So here, the psalmist said, truly my soul waits upon God. From him cometh my salvation. Now, when you say coming my salvation, people think about just being saved. No, no. Deliverance, victory, prosperity, health, all that's in salvation. Paul said, work out your own salvation. So he on is my rock and my salvation. He is my defense. I shall not be greatly moved. Now, I expect about 10 or 15 minutes the Holy Ghost to hit this place. I said, I expect in 10 or 15 minutes. Y'all ready? Y'all ready for this? Y'all ain't ready for this. Y'all ready for this? We ain't got to preach no 90 minutes for the Holy Ghost to hear the play. You put out any kind of revelation, the Holy Ghost said, that's it right there. Let's go. He's ready to go. The Holy Ghost ready right now. I said, the Holy Ghost ready right now. You ready? Say, I'm ready.
I'm ready.
All right. All right. Look, sit down and look at verse 5. Verse 5. Verse 5. Verse 5.
Come on, Dad.
All my thinking, my conscience, my imagination, my will, my desire, my memory, my reasoning, all of that is waiting on God. He said, when he said, my soul, wait thou only upon God. Now notice that last statement. For, come on, read that with me. For my expectation is from him. Say it again. For my expectation is from him. Say it again. For my expectation. Woo, say it again.
For my expectation is from him.
One more time.
For my expectation is from him.
One more time.
For my expectation is from him.
Do you know what you saying? Do you know you saying, I'm expecting God to do something about this? I'm expecting God to show up in this situation and show off on my behalf.
Yes.
Do you know why you worry sometimes? You don't have the right expectation. When your this is the Holy Ghost talking to you. When your expectation is handled properly, it is a subpoena for God's visitation. God got to come when your hope is in place. You determine how much God do for you. You determine how much God you have. The only way you fail in your last project, you put your expectation in somebody else. The word of God, when read and meditated, place a supernatural expectation on the inside of you. So no matter what you see, no matter what you feel, no matter what nobody else say, you saying, I already know what's going to happen. The next time you attack, the next time you're back against the wall, lift both of your hands and tell God, God, you are my expectation. So the Holy Ghost is saying tonight, you will never be jammed another day in your life. walking in supernatural kingdom dominion. Not regular expectation, but expectation from heaven. Expectation with revelation, power in it. Expectation that shouts in the glory world. I'm going shopping. I'm going shopping. You have the divine right to shop in another realm. You follow what I'm saying? Huh? I need something going wrong. I need to go shopping. You have the divine right to shop in the glory realm. You can shop miracles. You can shop signs. You can shop wonders. You can shop gifts of the Holy Ghost. They are in your divine agenda. Your divine credentials. Your divine righteousness. Your divine right. In another realm. You can go shopping. Every time you pick that book up, you're carrying. You're shopping. It's a catalog of all the good things that God has done for you. It's just a reminder to tell you, you can't be locked down here. Senses, psychology, science, Satan, this system can't lock you down. Because if you ever go shopping, if you ever start meditating God's word, things gonna start creating on your behalf. Can I hear a hallelujah?
Hallelujah.
Can I hear a glory to God?
Glory to God.
I'm going to read the other scripture in a minute, but I want to read this to you. Supernatural expectation provokes supernatural attraction. If God ever catch you expecting him to do something out the ordinary in your life, it's going to attract the power. It's going to attract the glory. It's going to attract the manifestation of whatever you need. The law of attraction does not belong to the world. They're just getting stuff with it. The law of attraction is for the church. You have a divine right to call upon God. You have a divine right to call things that be not as though they were, and it will attract them. You have a divine right to be fully persuaded that what God has promised, all glory, he's also, I can't hear you, able to perform. Now, here's what the Holy Ghost said to me to tell you right now. There it is. I don't care what's going on up in here in your life. The Holy Ghost said, there it is. There it is. Other words, expect it and call it. Look in the 63rd Psalm. Oh my, I get over here. First, oh God, thou my God, early. Will I seek thee? Now wait a minute, now the Trinity here. See, the taller man got a warning. I want him in the morning. I want him in the evening. I want him at supper time. The whole man, you see, not just your spirit, your soul got the warning. You got to want him in your senses. You got to want God everywhere. God, take my total being. Sanctify my spirit, soul, and body. I want to be one with you. I present my body as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto you. I won't be conformed to the world, but I'll be transformed by the renewing of my mind that I can prove what is a good and acceptable and perfect will of God. And I'm going to operate in faith. So here's the total man. Oh God, thou my God, early will I seek thee. My soul thirsteth for thee. My flesh longeth for thee. And this is where the church is, in a dry and thirsty land where no water is. We haven't been walking heavy enough. We haven't been walking high enough. We haven't because of a lack of knowledge, a lack of sala, bakarushka, nanke, brasika, namo, shresta. A lack of the apostolic connection. We can't do something the way God don't want to do it. He aligned it that way. That man cannot take over. You don't only have a call and you have an election. You've been elected by God to rule and reign in the earth on behalf of heaven. You designed to win. You designed to be in victory, even with an attack. You still in victory. Because you know who's going to win all the time. All right. What you want to present your whole spirit, soul, and body for me for? Look at the second voice. Lord, I want to see. I want to see signs. I want to see wonders. I want to see divers miracles. I want to see gifts of the Holy Ghost. I want the lame man to walk. I want the blind man to see. I want the crippled man to walk. I want to see some things that your word said. I want to stop just having church, but I want something to happen out of the ordinary that the sinner has to get on his knees. I want your power and your glory to manifest. I'm tired going to church clapping my hands. I'm tired just teaching. It's time to reach something out. I got a bunch of scriptures on the inside of me. I got a bunch of notes in my house. I got notes everywhere. Don't you? You too. I'm not the only one. I don't want just no notes tonight. That's right. How many with me on there? How many of y'all ready to go? To see thy power and thy glory. So I ask, come on, David. Have I seen in the sanctuary? All the way through the fifth verse. I'm going to say a few more words to you. Sit down, you're going to need to write. Go back to 62:5 again. Psalm 62:5. Now you got to get a hold of what I'm about to say because it came from the throne of God. My soul wait thou only upon God. Only. I ain't waiting on nobody else. Come on, Apostle. I ain't waiting on the Democrat. I'm not waiting on the Republican. My soul only waiting on God. Why? For my expectation.
Yes, sir.
It's from him, right?
Yes.
Now get these words. Supernatural, unusual, uncommon, unstoppable, undeniable, uncompromising, ultimate, utopia, undissipated expectation. I'm going to go with him again. He said, what? The Holy Spirit reveals to me this to say to you tonight.
Yes, sir.
This God expectation is supernatural. It's unusual. You can expect unusual from God. God is not a normal God. God can make it different. Uncommon. Unstoppable. I like this one. Undeniable. Once your expectation is placed before God in alignment with his word and his will, nobody can stop it from manifesting, because whatever it takes, a sign, a wonder, divers, miracles, gifts of the Holy Ghost, God will see to it being done. It's ultimate. You can't go no higher when you trust in God. Woo. Come on, preacher, y'all help me here. You can't go no higher when you trust in God. When you really trust in God, you're at the ultimate. Utopia. Undissipated expectation. In other words, it can't be, you can't be disappointed, and what you expecting can't be dissipated by nobody. You're going to leave your walking heavy. You got to talk to yourself, I'm unstoppable. I'm undeniable. I live unusual. I live uncommon life. I got the glory of God on the inside of me. I have the kingdom of God on the inside of me. Christ Jesus on the inside of me. The Holy Spirit on the inside of me. The divine nature on the inside of me. I got the kingdom on the inside of me. Then in Psalm 63:1-2, this is what the Holy Ghost said to me on the front porch in prayer. Personal seeking. Personally thirsty. Personally hungering. Personally longing for the supernatural power of God to function and flow in me.
Yes, sir.
I want to be his representative. So I wrote Romans 12:1-3. Supernaturally functioning in the total man. Supernaturally, see, because we've been having soul issues.
Yes, sir.
You got to get some of my tapes on that, and my boy's teaching it too. We've been having soul issues. I can't go in, if I go in there, I'm going to go off track, because it's so much about the soul. But you have to supernaturally function in the total man. That's why your spirit been having problems, because your soul been acting a clown.
Yes, sir.
And your soul, I got to say something about it,
yes, sir,
will become an imitator,
yeah,
of your spirit, and yeah, all that praying you've been doing, why I didn't receive it,
yeah,
your soul was answering you.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Come on, Apostle. Come on.
Now, here's what I want you to know. I want to warn you before you leave here, before you leave Darrow. I want to warn you. He who operates in the supernatural power of God will always be a disturbance to the world system, to Satan, to religion, Sans rule preachers.
Yes, sir.
And Christian.
Yes, sir.
Now, I want you to get ready for this. What I'm teaching you, you're going to lose a lot of so-called friends.
Yeah.
Family members.
Yeah.
Uncles and aunts, sisters and brothers.
Yeah.
Yes. Thank God I come to send peace.
That's right.
I come to send a soul. See, this word will cause separation.
Yes.
Mama from daughter.
Yes.
If mama don't go with Jesus, I got to go.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
I'll drop by on Mother's Day and other days. I'll take care of everybody that can, but I'm gone.
Yes, sir. Come on, Apostle. Yes, sir.
So he who operates this supernatural power we're talking about, he who operates in this supernatural power of God will always be a disturbance. I know I disturbed my family.
Yes, sir.
My family is uneasy. Here he come. Because I might start praying in the Holy Ghost any minute. I might start laying hand on somebody any minute. I'm going to do whatever God tell me to do. Don't invite me if you don't want God in there. All he want to talk about is Jesus. What else to talk about? But if you start operating in this, I'm closing now, boy. You start operating in this, but to those that love God and want to know more and want to mature, maturity works finest, calling, election, inheritance, power will develop them into supernatural operators. Oh my God, supernatural operators. Say, I'm a supernatural operator.
Supernatural
to operate in the supernatural. Yes, yeah, I'm going to try to close with this, Ray. To operate in the supernatural, there must be a certain element of maturity in the spirit. The reason the church have not operated in the supernatural as you should as large is a whole lot of shouting.
Yeah.
And a whole lot of hollering,
yeah.
But the power's not there.
Yeah. Come on, Apostle.
I got to change it.
Yes.
Tonight.
Yes.
Right here.
Right here.
Right now.
Right.
And I'm going to show you how, very briefly, because that maturity is held on the preachers.
Yes, sir. Come on, Apostle. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Come on, Apostle. Yes, sir.
And a preacher without an apostle,
come on,
just a pastor,
yeah. Come on,
just an evangelist,
yeah. Yeah.
Just a teacher,
yeah.
Would not be able to produce the church that God wanted him to produce,
yeah.
Because the church is called by God,
yeah.
With an apostolic anointing.
Yeah. Yes, sir.
It was the apostles doing that miracles,
yeah.
The signs and wonders. It was handkerchiefs. That came, apron that came from the apostolic anointing.
Yeah.
And when a pastor hooked up to an apostle,
yeah.
He wears,
yes,
an apostolic anointing.
Yes,
all these boys wearing it.
Yeah.
They're wearing it because they're getting on them every time.
Yeah.
They're being clothed with that mantle.
Yes, sir. That's right. That's right.
You ought to shout out if your pastor connected.
Yeah.
He's gonna bring you where you should go. Turn to Ephesians chapter 4. I want to talk about three things quickly. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 11. And he gave some.
Come on, sir.
These five offices. You see them?
Yes,
now they were for three things. Look at the next voice. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Maturity.
Mm-hmm.
Work. And being built up.
Yeah.
If you're not matured. Oh my
God. All right.
I have nothing to preach tomorrow if I keep preaching like this. Listen. Go to 2 Peter quickly. Go to 2 Peter quickly. There are certain things. Now, I'm not just, boy, this is. Even though you know about the exceeding precious promises. Even though you know about lack precious faith. But to operate in signs and miracles, there are some things you have to add to your faith. Oh, have mercy. Turn to 2 Peter. Oh, have mercy. Walk heavy, boy. Walk heavy. There's some things, and tonight, right quick, I'm going to go over them. Maybe we'll stir them up again tomorrow night. But if you notice in the book, you're in 2 Peter. God, dog, man, I got to find a jumping off place here. Hallelujah. You in 2 Peter? I dare you be in 2 Peter. Paul said there, if you read down to about the 10th, 11th verse, first verse to the 11th, 10th, the first chapter of 2 Peter, Paul called himself a servant, meaning that he said, I'm a slave. But then he says, I'm an apostle, one sent with a commission. So here's an apostolic evaluation of what's going to take for you to move in the supernatural. He said his divine power, a tile, and this we read, this is a tile for God used by the Jews who revered him so much that they would not pronounce his name. They say his divine power. But then he says in verse 5-7, add to your faith. What that means, it indicates the area of growth that follow after salvation. Number one, add to your faith virtue, moral excellence. You can't have it unless you understand how to put your soul under the blood. How to put your soul, God Almighty, under the resurrection power of God, that you can have an excellent soul and a soul that can perform miracles, a soul that know how to obey your spirit, a soul that know how to get on his knees sometimes and ask the spirit, what way are we going now? Virtue. Mara, excellent. We've been preaching about sin and don't sin and don't do that. A person with an uncontrolled soul can't follow no law. But if you teach me, Reverend, if you tell me where my problem coming from, I'm willing to straighten it out because I love God just like you. But you supposed to teach me. You supposed to bring me to maturity. You supposed to tell me why I keep going back with the same habit. Why I keep missing the mark. You never told me that my soul wasn't saved. You never told me that my body wasn't saved. You never told me that my spirit got to run the whole deal. You've been telling me my heart is my soul. You've been telling me my inner man is my spirit. I miss a lot of scriptures messing around with you. My spirit don't need strength. Matter of fact, my spirit don't even need to pray. Just praying to straighten the rest of me out. Any problem, any of y'all got any problem with sin, it's a soul problem. You're not no bad person. You just know I need to mature in my soul. I need, oh my God. I need to mature. I need to mature in my soul. Another thing you need to add to your feet? Knowledge. Plain old spiritual truth. Spiritual truth. You need to add that to your faith. Your faith need knowledge. Another thing you need to add is temperance. Self-control. Stop being so silly about every little thing. Just always silly. Sometimes it's time to be serious. Sometimes it's time to shut up. Sometimes it's time to be slow to speak, swift to hear, and slow to anger. Don't you know the devil trying to take you out when somebody says something wrong to you? I got upset the other day. I said, Lord, I went back. I said, Lord, I repent. I put my soul in the blood. Man stopped by. The boy's out there working. He don't even belong in the neighborhood. He done talked to one of my ignorant white neighbors who won't tell us how to park the cars on the side of the road. She just sold, people working on my driveway, they're working on my theater, they're working on, got cars everywhere. They're parked on the side. Just go on the other side. Just pass, you know, go on the other side of the street and just pass on by. So I saw her talking to him, these men walking, and he drove up there. He says, get all these cars off the road. I said, get the hell away from here. He said, you the reverend? I said, yeah, get the hell away from here. Wasn't he hell? He's the devil, wasn't he? Get the hell away from here. You ain't got nothing to do with it. And then I came from the street. I said, get out the car. Just get out the car then. Get out. You don't come over in my house. Just get out the car. I had a boy working in my yard, you know. He landed the corn crib, young man. He about 27, 28 years old. He had a few tattoos on his arm, you know, black boy. He said, Reverend, you ain't got to do nothing. I got this. I was just waiting on him to get out the car. But that white boy wasn't crazy enough to get out that car. I said, just get out the car. I mean, you gonna make him, you, I said, you can't do nothing about it. Call the police.
Yeah.
You know what the police come tell me? Reverend, I came over because you got to come when they call. Yeah. When you gonna let me chauffeur you around in one of them Rolls Royce? The police said that. Because I wasn't doing nothing wrong, you understand? So sometimes you need self-control. Patient, I'm going to tell you two or three things. Patient endurance. Godliness got to be added to your faith. God-likeness. Brotherly kindness. Brotherly love. And then charity. Volitional love. Now, tomorrow I'm going to talk about some other things that I need for you to know. That's enough. I feel it, boy. You feel it? You got it? All right, dance around a little bit if you got it. Come on now. Let me see if you got it. What y'all gonna do up there? What y'all gonna do up there? Dance a little bit because you got it. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah. The devil shouldn't have never let you got here. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory, 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 glory. Say, I got this. Glory, 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 glory. Somebody dance around a little bit. Need a victory dance. A victory dance. Let me say to you what the Lord just said to me. You see, where the glory came, that's a visitation of God. We know that, right? Now you have to listen very carefully, because your life is about to make a shift that it has never made before. What I'm about to say to you, you're going to need spiritual interpretation for it. Here's what the Lord says. Listen carefully. You have been on a sad vacation, but now you have come into my visitation. Let me interpret that for you. That sad vacation was trying to get where you were going without enough maturity and wisdom to get there. Tonight, the Lord blanketed this place to move you from that sad vacation and brought you a mighty, mighty visitation. All of your life, all of your circumstances, everything in your life tonight has been changed by the visitation of God. In further meaning, at large, the church, the body of Christ, has been on a sad vacation. A vacation that wasn't a real vacation. A vacation that wasn't the freedom and the blessings and the presence of God as it should have been. Even though we have a lot of scriptures, even though we know a lot of songs, but yet, until we come into that full visitation and we have entered in. Now, I told you while I was preaching, 15 minutes, 20 minutes, he was coming. See, when he comes, you don't have to do nothing. He's beginning to minister to his people. I can assure you, everything in your life been adjusted. And here it is. Here it is, and hear it well. You do not have to try to fix it no more. When the glory comes, like we're experiencing right now, it wipes out everything in your opposition. And it come upon you and it rise within. The glory within you rise up within you and overflow. And the glory within and the glory up on begin to manifest things you never seen. You can check your body. You can check everything. Some things happening here tonight while it was him ministering. See, you have faith. Listen to me, minister. You have faith. You have the anointing. When the glory come, get out of the way. His presence is all over this place. I've seen this many times in the spirit, and it's not to be messed with. Just yield. Just yield. Now, all the things that have not been working for you, listen to me. That was that sad vacation. Now, it wasn't your fault. Because most of you all are hungry for God. And you're about to enter in some places you've never been before. Because these men and women of God are preparing themselves to go beyond denomination, beyond religion, beyond it all. And stay open to God, because there's open field. God never ends. See, a lot of denomination in God by bringing some type of principles in, it won't stay open to him, and you have to stay open to God. But every sad thing, everything you've been praying about and trying to get straight in those moments a few minutes ago, they were being straightened out by God. Got it? No matter how it look, no matter how it feel, you tell it that you got the victory. You go back to your viewer's home, so many things gonna happen. I want testimonies to come back in, and then I want y'all to check any type of sickness, disease, blood pressure, diabetes, or anything that you had in your body. If you had it in your body, check it, take another reading, because many of you received tonight. Yeah. Give God praise. Give God praise. Give God praise. And he's visited us tonight. What a visitation. I've been in these meetings with my dad. I watched my dad real closely. One thing, he didn't have no clock on him. He just ministered as the Spirit will. And he knew how to read the Spirit. He knew when he switched from faith to anointing, even though he was a word of faith man, but it's beyond the denomination. Many men thought he was God, because he was so far ahead of them. But he spent a lot of time with God. And he had an anointing that was stronger than the average. I've seen meeting like this in my training. When the glory came, he got out the way. That's why I didn't move. That's why I didn't say anything. And I tell you what, how can I say this? It's amazed me how you all handled it. Nobody interrupted him. See, at a meeting this large, you have somebody would interrupt it when the spirit is like that. Y'all ministers know what I'm talking about. Somebody will come off with a word. And the word really for them, ain't for all us. Now, sometime that will be, you understand? God impressed somebody with a word. But you'll know by discernment if it's for that meeting. But at that time when that sad vacation was leaving and the new visitation was coming, that wasn't to be messed with. It was just let the glory roam over the place, touch this lady, touch this man. That's what happened, didn't it? Don't you feel blessed? Yeah, you've had some type of experience here tonight. I'm going to tell you right now, this does not come every day. Most men try to get here, or people try to get here all their life, never get there. You just got to, you got to yield to him, do what he said do. I've seen results already from coming off the clock.
Yes, sir.
You see, when I felt that it was over, I just quit. He came in, didn't he? If I was on that clock, it'd never came like this. Because I was going to try to finish it out, finish the clock out. You see it?
Yes.
But all the meetings are going to get stronger in your churches. All my meetings are going to get stronger and stronger now. Because time no longer runs. You see it?
Yes, sir.
All right. Boy, y'all got it. I'm through. Do you really see it?
Yes, sir.
Do you know what happened to you tonight?
Yes, sir.
Huh?
Yes, sir.
What happened? What happened? Somebody tell me what happened. You just come off a sad vacation and entered into a new frame of life because the Father visits you with his glory. And because of that, listen to me, many things, you remember the Mount of Transfiguration? Many things have been transfigured in your life that you will never have to put up with it again. Give the Lord praise for that. Amen. Give the Lord praise.